Good afternoon. I'm Ellen Brath-Quajardo, and I'm a program officer with the California Endowment. My territory is the Central Valley of California and the Central Coast, and I'm very proud to be the program officer that works with the CROP initiative. I have no relationships to disclose, and unlike Veva, I am not available, and neither are you, Veva. The California Endowment is trying to help California kids grow up to be healthier. That means focusing on prevention and environments where kids live, where they play, and where they go to school. These are the odds that we face in the Central Valley of California. And instead of struggling individually to beat those odds, places where we're talking about communities and decisions that are made in those communities that affect the health and the quality of life for those 3.8 million residents. But instead of struggling individually, CROP believes that we need to work together to improve those odds. And we work through environmental change, looking at policy and systems versus individual behavioral change. Oops. The Institute of Medicine has stated that it's unreasonable to expect that people will change their individual behavior easily when so many forces in their social and cultural and physical environments conspire against that change. And the evidence you know shows that poor nutrition and inactivity lead to obesity and diabetes, that poor neighborhoods and the lack of access to affordable fresh food, the lack of access to places to recreate, all are leading environmental factors that have these negative effects on health. Children growing up in some of the CROP communities are not given a fair chance to be healthy. This is an example of Fairmead, California. Fairmead is in Merced County, one of the CROP communities. This is the only store in town. This is a school in Fairmead, the only place for older children to recreate. And as you can see, kids are not allowed to play on the school campus before or after school. They're locked out. That is a common occurrence within all of the CROP counties. The environment is such an important factor. Being healthy and fit is largely determined by the social and physical environments where we grow up. And while we would love children to have the kind of healthy foods that are displayed in this picture, too often we see signs like the other picture here that kids are prohibited from participating in activities. Often in the CROP communities, there are no places, no parks, no safe streets, or no other places where they can do that. This is a typical store in a CROP community, and maybe it's a typical store in your communities, full of junk food. You know, the things that look most appealing are the things that are the worst for one's health. Early Mart is in Tulare County, and you'll be hearing from our next speaker, Susan Elizabeth, about some of the challenges there. This is the community park in Early Mart, not exactly welcoming, and not much to do there. Remember, the Central Valley of California often reaches temperatures of 112. There isn't a lot of shade in this park, even if there were something to do. Place matters. For the California Endowment, we recognize that the social environment, the physical environment, the educational and the economic environment all matter when it comes to health status. And so these unhealthy environments where CROP is located, where we don't have fresh produce, where there are no parks, where there are unsafe streets, where the air quality is the worst in the nation, where there's very limited or no PE in schools because of all the emphasis on academic performance, all leads to those poor health status and poor health outcomes. Place matters. And so what CROP is trying to do is change those environments through policy and systems change from the ground up, from the grassroots to the treetops, making fresh produce affordable, making sure that there are parks and safe places for children to recreate, safe streets, trying to improve the air, and looking at issues of PE and food access in schools. The environmental change frame under which CROP operates is this, that if you don't have access to healthy food and places to exercise and play, then the consequences are going to be these chronic diseases like obesity and diabetes. The solution is to improve access to healthy food and safe places, that individual behavioral will change when people have the opportunity to make those choices. In the CROP counties, we're talking about lack of access, lack of opportunity, really inequitable conditions. The CROP initiative is one of several within California which are now converging. These are obesity prevention initiatives looking at environmental and policy systems change. And some of them are funded by the California Endowment, like CROP, like HEAC, which is the Healthy Eating Active Communities. A number are funded by other foundations and organizations. And this map displays some of the places within California who have joined together within this convergence to work together to improve environments for nutrition and physical activity. The Burroughs Farmers Market is another example I want to mention. This is in Fresno County. In Fresno County, there was actually an ordinance, a zoning ordinance, which prohibited farmers markets in most neighborhoods and places within the city of Fresno. Through CROP, that zoning ordinance was changed so that farmers markets could be established in many, many more places, including a fresh produce stand on an elementary school campus. What this allowed was the parents, when they came to pick up the children, can now on a weekly basis purchase affordable, nutritious, fresh fruits and vegetables, which ironically are grown in Fresno County, and yet typically are shipped out. Get Moving Kern is another of our CROP partners. Kern County in the southern part of San Joaquin Valley, really has done a remarkable job. There was a group of women who were in a nutrition education class and have become real champions of the environmental approach. You know, while it's important to understand individually the nutritional guidelines, et cetera, the fact that they realize their power and potential to help change that community was extremely important. Stern Park is a park across the street from the place where these women used to take their nutrition classes. This is Stern Park before. It was not safe. It was certainly not a place you'd want to send your children. In fact, no one except people with sort of negative intentions spent much time there. But after these women and the CROP Council started thinking about environmental and policy and systems changes, this is Stern Park after. Some of the changes in the park include working with a number of community partners and contributors to build a walking path, regular police patrols, all of the graffiti was cleaned up, trash was cleaned up, a new park and play equipment is being established, and Stern Park is now a place for families and community. So CROP is all about healthier choices. The two overriding themes of CROP are safe places for children to play and access to healthy foods. Finally, Pixley Park, and again, Susan Elizabeth will talk a little bit more about Pixley, but this is what can happen with the power from grassroots to treetops. Pixley Park now has soccer equipment. Most of the folks in Pixley are Mexican immigrants. The favorite game is soccer. And now, once you put up things like soccer goalposts, this park is just steaming with people. Another important policy change is getting farmers markets to accept EBT. We're working in very low-income communities. even if the fresh fruit and vegetable healthy foods are there, unless those stores or those markets accept food stamps, EBT vouchers, and WIC, then it's really not accessible. So better policy equals better health. That's what CROP's all about. And I, both in the handouts and online, you can get some of the websites that are involved with both CROP and the other initiatives that the California Endowment so proudly funds. Thank you very much, and I'd like to introduce Susan Elizabeth, who's the community partner for Tulare County CROP. Thank you.